everybody. We are from the Berwick Lodge Student Hour, and our theme today is about food. But yes, I know what you're thinking. Who are we? Well, guys, I think we should introduce ourselves one by one. I'll start. Hi, my name is Nick, and my age is 10 years old. My background is Vietnamese and Laos. One of my strong points in my knowledge that I sure know is maths.
You like maths too? I like maths because it is really fun. Why do you like maths?
I like maths because you will always need it in life. So I study it a lot, so I'm prepared for the future. And learning about it makes it fun for me. My hobby is to sketch, but out of all, I just love playing Minecraft.
Are you a good sketcher? What sorts of things do you sketch?
I'm not trying to brag, but I believe I am a very good sketcher, and I like to sketch anime.
Are you good at Minecraft? What level are you up to?
I think I'm probably the average player or higher in Minecraft. Also, I play in many different levels every single time I play. So if I were to play on a single world, I would be around level 1000, since I've been playing for a long time. Let's see. I've been to Vietnam, where my uncle lives, and Perth, where my other aunt and uncle lives, with my baby cousins, who are 4 and 5.
What are their names?
The youngest one is Jamie. The older one is Lucas. My favourite sport is basketball because I like to bounce objects. For instance, in this case, a basketball.
That's very interesting, Nick. Can you tell us more about your background?
Well, my mum comes from Vietnam and my dad is from Laos.
When you visited Vietnam, what were some of the differences you noticed most about living there compared to living in Australia?
It was actually quite different. For example, instead of going to a centre to go to the doctors, you have to find one on them on his or her bicycle and ask for assistance.
Thanks, Nick. My background is from another country too. Hello, my name is Shahar and I'm 10 years old. I was born in Australia, but my background country is Sri Lanka. I went to Sri Lanka last year and I'm going this year too. I love to do sport. I'm more of a long distance runner than a short distance runner. I also love to do high jump. At school, my favourite subject is maths.
Maths is okay, but it's not my favourite.
Well, that's your opinion. That's okay. Anyway, my all-time favourite animal is a horse. If I had a choice of what horse I'd get, I would buy a black thoroughbred horse. I've always wanted a horse, but I just can't afford one. But I'm starting horse riding lessons. If anyone would like to go horse riding lessons, go to the Balmoral Equestrian Centre. Search it up on Google and you'll find more information.
Cool, thanks for the tip.
Yeah, I heard from a friend, she said they were awesome. I also love soccer. I'm okay at soccer. Well, I'm actually really bad. I used to play football, but I didn't play in a team. I just played at the front with my brother Sean and his friends. After a while, Sean stopped playing football at the front, so I stopped too.
Why didn't you think of joining a soccer team?
I wish, but I'm already doing too many activities out of school. I'm doing piano, YIBC, and I'm even starting horse riding, so no way I'm doing soccer. Plus, they're all quite expensive. My favourite movie is Pitch Perfect. My favourite character from Pitch Perfect would be... I think it would be Becca.
Have you watched Pitch Perfect as well? I have too. My favourite character is, as they call her, Fat Amy. Or if you've watched the movie, Fat Patricia. Why did you like that movie?
I don't know. I love to sing and it's quite funny too. In my spare time, I like to ride my ripstick, jump on the trampoline and sing. My favourite song at the moment would be Change Your Life by Little Mix. On the holidays, my dad got a new car. I'm so happy that he got a new car. It is a BMW X3. Also on the holidays, we watched some movies. The first movie I watched was Despicable Me with my dad. I really enjoyed the movie. The second movie I watched was Monsters Uni. It was good, but it kind of disappointed me. Other than that, I didn't do much on my holidays.
Hi, I'm Chantal. And you're listening to 97.7 KC Radio. Sound of the Southeast, Berwick Lodge Student Hour. I hope you are enjoying our show.
I like Delta's songs. Did you see her on The Voice?
Yeah, she did awesome.
You sure have been involved in a lot of out-of-school activities, Shahara. I love sports too. Hi, my name is Chantal. I am 11 years old. I play netball every week on a Monday night. My team's name is Bluebirds and my friend Catherine has joined my team. My dad's house, we have four horses and my horse's name is Sugar. I've competed in a show before with my horse Sugar and got five ribbons, one first, 3 seconds and one fourth.
What did you win the ribbon for?
I got first in show jumping and I'm not sure what I got in the rest. At school, my favourite subject is sport because I love running and getting fit, active and stay healthy. I do dancing every Wednesday night and I have been doing it since I was 3 years old, which is 8 years. That's a long time.
What style of dance did you do?
Ballet, tap and jazz.
Cool, I did jazz.
My favourite sport is netball. When I grow up, I want to be a netball player for the Melbourne Vixens and I also want to be a vet, a sports teacher or a dance teacher. My favourite movie is Pitch Perfect. On the school holidays, I went to the movies to see Despicable Me 2. It was awesome and a very funny movie. I also want to watch Monsters Uni. It sounds like a really cool and funny movie.
That's very interesting. But what events did you do at the show?
Well, Shahara, I did show jumping, tricks and lots of other different events.
I've always wanted to do jumping. It sounds so much fun. Well, now it's time for Charlie to introduce himself.
Hi, I'm Charlie. I'm 10 years old. I like to dance and watch TV and having fun with my best friend Josh. I was born on the 1st of November 2002 in Melbourne. My best friend, who is Josh, makes me laugh a lot. My favourite animal is a wolf. If I was anything, I would be a werewolf.
What is your favourite style of dance?
My favourite style of dancing is hip-hop. I do dancing. I do jazz, hip-hop, musical theatre and production. In my spare time, I like to watch movies with my mum and dad, who I admire. Justice Crew. My favourite song is Dance With Me. My favourite show is The Simpsons and Doctor Who. My favourite movie trilogy is Fast and Furious. My favourite football team is St Kilda. My favourite player was Brendan Goddard, number 18, but he left for Essendon, now he's number 9. Now my favourite player is Nick Revolt, number 12.
What made you go for St Kilda?
Because I was going for my dad's team, so I wanted to go for a team, so I went for St Kilda. Now I think we haven't just heard Josh's. Josh, would you like to take it away?
Hi, my name is Josh. I am 10 years old. My best friends are Nick and Charlie. I like Pokemon and Monsuno, and sometimes I wish Pokemon could be real, because that would be awesome fun. When I grow up, I want to build a robot so I don't have to do all the housework.
I agree. If you build that machine, I will definitely buy that robot. I hate housework too.
Ha, that is very funny, but it wouldn't be for sale because I would only be able to make one just for me. I also do karate called Ishindu Beret. I am a yellow-white stripe belt.
I don't know anything about karate, but I thought you get full colour belt.
Yes, we do get full colour belt now. Now, I am meant to grey to a full yellow belt, but I am going to England in 1 week and 3 days, so I'll have to wait. Mum calls me Scooby-Doo. I don't know why, though. She just calls me all the time. I used to play Auskick, but then I got tired of playing Auskick, so I stopped playing Auskick.
I stopped playing Auskick too because I was tired.
That's why I quit, Charlie. The same reason you quit. My hobbies are watching TV, playing my Nintendo 3DS, and playing the Wii. My favourite books are Diary of a Wimpy Kid and Pokemon Adventures Await Me and My Pokemon. My favourite TV channels are ABC 3 and Go, which is related to Cartoon Network.
Thanks for that.
Welcome back. I'm Josh. You're listening. listening to 97.7 FM Casey Radio, Sound of the Southeast, Berwick Lodge Student Hour. I hope you are enjoying our channel.
Let's stick to the food and move on to our story called The Stinky Cheese Man, written by John Sizka and illustrated by Lane Smith.
Once upon a time, there was a little old lady and a little old man who lived together in a little old house. They were lonely, so the little old lady decided to make a man out of stinky cheese. She gave him a piece of bacon for a mouth and two olives for the eyes and put him in the oven to cook. When she opened the oven to see if he was done, the smell knocked her back.
Phew, what is that terrible smell?
The stinky cheese man hopped out of the oven and ran out the door calling,
"Run, run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the stinky cheese man."
The little old lady and the little old man sniffed the air. "I'm not really very hungry," said the little old man.
"I'm not really all that lonely."
So they didn't chase the stinky cheese man. The stinky cheese man ran and ran until he met a cow eating grass in a field.
"Whoa, what is that awful smell?"
"I've run away from the little old lady and a little old man. And I can run away from you too. I can run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the stinky cheese man."
"I'll bet you could give someone two or three stomach aches. I think I'll just eat weeds."
So the cow didn't chase the stinky cheese man either. The stinky cheese man ran and ran until he met some kids playing outside school.
"Gross! What is that nasty smell?"
"I ran away from a little old lady and a little old man and a cow. And I can run away from you too. I can run, run, run fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm a stinky cheese man."
A little boy looked up, sniffed the air and said,
"If we catch him, our teacher will probably make us eat him. Let's get out of here."
So the kids didn't chase the stinky cheese man either. By and by, the stinky cheese man came to a river with no bridge.
"How will I ever cross this river? It's too big to jump, and if I try to swim across, I'll probably fall apart."
Just then, the sly fox poked his head out of the bushes.
"Well, just hop on my back and I'll carry you across, stinky cheese man."
"How do I know you won't eat me?"
"Trust me."
So the stinky cheese man hopped on the fox's back. The fox swam to the middle of the river and said,
"Oh man, what is that funky smell?"
The fox coughed, gagged and sneezed, and the stinky cheese man flew off his back and into the river where he fell apart. The end. If I'm correct, that sounded a bit, well, a lot like the gingerbread man.
Yeah, it does sound like it. I'm pretty sure it's based on the gingerbread man.
I agree, it does sound like it. Gingerbread Man is based on this story, like when he says, "Run, run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the Stinky Cheese Man." That's the Gingerbread Man's line, but John Sizka has made it into a parody by changing the yummy Gingerbread Man into a Stinky Cheese Man. No one wants to eat him.
I reckon it's a parody of the Gingerbread Man story.
What's a parody?
A parody is something that makes fun of other stories. Like the Stinky Cheese Man is a parody of the Gingerbread Man. And like Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Like an Egg is a parody of the real version of Jingle Bells. And that's what a parody is.
Speaking of parodies, these are some of the parodies that Layla and Ali made in our class. Ali's parody went like this.
The title of Ali's parody is Ba Ba Rainbow Sheep. Ba Ba Rainbow Sheep, have you any wool? Yes sir, three colours full. One is yellow, one is green, one is blue for that crazy guy in that string. Ba-ba, just kill this one on the left. That was a parody of Ba-ba Black Sheep.
This one is also Ali's parody.
The title of Ali's parody is Larry, Larry, Not So Contrary. Larry, Larry, Not So Contrary, how does your pants fall down? With broken buttons and broken zips and a very, very nasty clown.
And then Layla's parody went like this.
The title of Layla's parody is Moo Moo Brown Cow. Moo Moo Brown Cow, have you got any milk? No sir, no sir, I gave it all away. I gave one to the teacher and one to the butcher and one to the skinny sheep who want to get fat. That was a parody of Ba-Ba Black Sheep.
Those parodies are pretty good, don't you think?
Yes, I think they are pretty good parodies.
Welcome back, and I'm Nick. You're listening to 97.7 FM Casey Radio. This is Berwick Lodge Student Hour. Stick around for our breathtaking interviews.
Now we are going to talk about the author John Seska.
John Seska has a website called Guys Read. John is a parent and a teacher. With this experience, he noticed that boys weren't getting engaged in reading, so he decided to make a website called Guys Read so boys could find something to read that they were interested in. For 25 years, he realized that boys' reading were getting worse than girls. John says that the piece that made Guys Read possible was the technology in the world that's available now. Boys can go online and find books there. It's so much easier for the boys. And when they realize that the books aren't that bad, they'll want to read more. There are a few dozen male writers in the world and illustrators now. There is books for kids, teenagers, and these books are recommended for male readers.
When people read the story of the Stinky Cheese Man, it got a strong reaction, saying that it was not meant for kids to read. But he thought that he would prove that the story was allowed for kids to read. So he made a remake of the story and tried to break every rule he could.
He was inspired by creating Fractured Fairy Tales for second graders. He would do writing projects with his second graders. He always thought Fractured Fairy Tales was so much fun. Even as a kid, he thought Fractured Fairy Tales was so much fun. His books, like The True Story of the Three Little Pigs, came from Fractured Fairy Tales. And all the Stinky Cheese Man cheese stories, which took him forever to get published, because people were just too scared by them.
Hi, I'm Shahara. Welcome back to Berwick Lodge Student Hour 97.7 Casey Radio, Sound of the Southeast.
You know where we get our food from, don't you? Of course, it comes from farms, and farming is important in Australia.
Yes, it is. And did you know that this week is National Farm Safety Week? I'm guessing you're wondering what National Farm Safety Week is all about. Well, it's about how Farm Safe Australia members are united in efforts to reduce the risks of deaths and injuries associated with health and safety risks on farms.
National Farm Safety Week is held each year to raise awareness of farm safety issues across Australia to reduce the deaths and injuries on farms. Farm Safety Week has been running successfully for the past 15 years.
For example, the four most common types of accidents involve vehicles and machinery, large falls from heights, lifting and handling heavy objects, and using hazardous substances. The theme continues to highlight the importance of business and industry working together to achieve the Farm Safe mission, or the vision statement of increasing the well-being of Australian farmers throughout improved attention to health and safety.
The risk of deaths has fallen from an average of 154 deaths per year from 1989 to 1992.
Whoa, that's amazing. I'm so glad they have National Farm Safety Week now, because it's a terrible thing when someone is hurt or dies by accident, when it could be avoided with some safety measures.
Child safety on farm is really important issue.
Yes, the report from the Farm Safe Australia says that around 20 children pass away on an Australian farm every year.
That's terrible!
Yes, it is. A very common cause of children's deaths are from dams, farm vehicles, machinery, motorcycles, and from horses.
A recent study of on-farm child deaths from 2001 to 2004 found that children up to 14 years old make up 15 to 20% of farm injuries and deaths. About two-thirds are males. And a lot of deaths are serious injuries of visitors to the farm.
That makes sense, because visitors on farms aren't aware or as experienced and more easily hurt.
Yes, a dam could be very tempting to a child who doesn't know that it's deep and dangerous.
Drowning accounts for around 35 to 40% on child farm deaths.
Even older children up to 14 years are just injured from two or four-wheeled motorbikes and also from horses. But even worse is that there is four times as many children dying when riding their quad bikes than a two-wheeled motorbikes on farms.
We are here to ask Nathan some questions about what it is like to live on a farm. How is it like to be on a farm?
It's fun and free.
What jobs do you do on the farm?
Pull the pipes for the irrigation and helping my dad clean the machinery.
What's the most exciting thing being on the farm?
Smelling the cow manure.
Ew, that's gross. What do you hate about being on the farm?
Don't hate anything. I love it too much.
How many animals do you have on the farm?
60 odd sheep, 35 cows, 3 bulls, and 1 alpaca and 5 dogs.
Do you have any dams?
Yes, we have 5 dams.
Do you have any quad bikes?
Yes, we have 4 quad bikes.
Okay, thanks for that, Nathan.
A few weeks ago, Nick and I had a chance to interview a dietitian named Sarah. We asked her a few questions about her job and the food we should eat, since our theme's about food. Here is how that interview went.
Okay, hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Shahara, and we would like to interview you for our radio show.
Hello.
Is that, if that's okay with you?
Yeah, sure. We would like to ask you a few questions. Okay. First,
can you tell us about your job?
Oh, okay. So I'm a dietitian, so we help people with their food problems. So I'm a private practice dietitian. So what that means is, you know, people come to me with their food problems. It can be, they might have a medical condition behind it. So they might have diabetes, or they have something with their gut, something's wrong with their gut, or they want to lose weight. So I just help them with that. And I also come to schools to talk to parents, talk to teachers, and I do cooking demonstrations to companies as well. So that's my job. Unfortunately, well, actually, that's lucky that I don't have a typical day, and I'm always on the run. So yeah, that's pretty much what I do. So yeah. I give people advice of what, you know, what to eat and how to be healthier from eating better foods and better nutrition.
Right. How did you become a dietitian?
How, as in what did I study?
What gave you the interest?
Oh, okay, very simple. I love food. Not when I was your age. I was just talking to the parents that I used to be a really fussy eater. It, you know, take a lot of effort to get me to finish a meal. But slowly, I found myself really enjoy cooking, trying new things, and I've been eating, you know, a more variety of food and starting to wanting to learn more about it. And because I want to help people, I always knew that I want to be a health professional working in a hospital. That was, you know, the original thought. And that's why I thought, okay, well, I love food and I love to help people. And there I go, I study dietetics and become a dietitian.
Okay,
thank you.
What age group do you prefer to talk to when you're a dietitian?
I don't mind, because with my job, I sort of talk to different age. Actually, not so much children, but I lecture at a ballet school at the nutrition program, so they're teenagers, so that would be like the youngest that I usually talk to, and obviously adults, so, you know, from 20 years old up to in people's 80s, so across the lifespan, yeah, I enjoy talking to all of those.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
What are people mostly missing out on, or eating too much of?
What do they miss out on eating too much? Miss out, I would say, in Australia, we are not eating enough fruit and vegetables, okay? So the recommendation is 2 servings of fruit per day for adult, and at least 1 for kids, and you will find that a lot of kids and adults are not meeting the requirement, and also your 5 servings of vegetables as well. A lot of people are missing out on that. So you'll be missing out the fiber and also a lot of, you know, good vitamins and minerals that are in that food as well. Eating too much, I would say we will probably be drinking too much sugary drinks, whether it's too much fruit juice or too much soft drinks, or, you know, or and also a lot of takeaway foods and also snack food as well. That's what I found that people eating too much of.
What happens if people don't eat fruit or vegetables for a long time?
Okay, so the main things that you'll be missing out is your fiber. So we know that fiber helps with prevent constipation, so help us regular. And also we'll be missing out a lot of you know, good vitamins, like your vitamin B's and vitamin C. So when you miss out on those things, you'll feel, you know, you'll get wounds, your wounds wouldn't be healing as well. And also you'll feel that, you know, your energy level is just not as good. So that would be the potential complications if you don't have enough fruit and vegetables. Yeah, and when you don't eat enough of those, sometimes it can mean that you eat more of the other things that you shouldn't be as well. So it's about, you know, your diet can be out of balance.
Yeah. This is the last question I'm going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently you have a philosophy saying if you want to change someone's behaviour, you must first change their beliefs. What can you explain what you mean by that?
Okay, sure. Wow. I didn't expect you to ask me that, but all right. Pretty much what it is say if you, I got that because I deal with a lot of adults, that's what we call emotional eating. Okay, so when we're stressed or when we're happy or when we're sad, we tend to go for the chocolate, we tend to go for the chips and the biscuits and things like that. So, like, you know, we know that they are not good foods, but it's not really, sometimes it's not because we think that they're good and then we grab them, but it could be those food that give us an association of being happier and a better mood. So when we're down, we think, we have a belief that going for those food actually can lift us up in terms of our mood, our emotion. That's why we go for it. But the intention, so the intention is not to eat those food that give us the nutrient. The intention is to make us feel better. So once you have to change the belief to believe that, okay, these foods it won't actually make me happier, we have to change the belief into going back to, okay, how do I start having that belief, thinking that eating chocolate will make me feel happy? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that, all the answers.
No problem, you're very welcome. Thank you for interviewing.
We'd like to thank you on behalf of Brook Lodge for letting us interview you.
No problem.
In our radio show.
Of course.
Thank you very much.
That's okay.
It's almost time for the end of the show, but next we have our school news.
Where Berwick Lodge is holding a sausage stand at Officeworks near Fountain Gate.
I love sausages. I can't wait.
Yummy. I love sausages. I can't wait either.
Yeah, same here.
Tonight is going to be the parent-teacher night. At the parent-teacher night, our mums and dads come and see our teacher and talk about how well we are going at school. This is going to be scary.
I'm scared too.
Oh, no.
Well, of Berwick
Well, some of Berwick Lodge prep students are going to swimming for the next 2 weeks. I hope they go good.
Wow, swimming sounds fun. To be honest, I can't swim. I wish I could. Waikiki performance is also coming up on the 13th of August. Waikiki is about different schools competing against each other in a dance. Berwick Lodge have been having a fantastic time and hope to get in the finals. We have been working very hard.
I will love to be in Waikiki.
I love Waikiki. It is so awesome.
I know, it's awesome.
Robo girls are coming to Berwick Lodge Primary School at 25th of August. Robo girls are girls from another school coming to our school to look and maybe help us with our robotics. Since they have entered a competition and won, they should be a big help with our robotics class. But at Berwick Lodge Primary School, I think that is amazing, don't you, Crew?
Yeah, sounds awesome.
Yeah, it does too.
The Singapore trip is from the 3rd to the 10th of August.
I would love to go to Singapore, but my mum doesn't have enough money.
Yeah, I would like to go, but it's so expensive.
I'd love to go to Singapore if it wasn't that expensive.
I wish I could go. Well, I hope you enjoyed our radio show. Well, we all would like to thank you to tuning into our awesome music, our stinky story, and our lovely interviews. Thanks again, and bye for now.
Goodbye. I hope you have enjoyed our radio show. I hope to see you next time. I just can't wait to get back on the radio. Can't you, Crew?
Yeah, I had a great time.
Yeah, me too. I hope you enjoyed our show, and stay tuned for next time.
I hope you had a great time listening to 97.7 FM KC Radio, Sound of the Southeast, Berwick Lodge Student Hour. Bye for now, and see you next time.
I hope you guys had an exciting time. Well, I did.
Hi, I'm Charlie. I hope you had a great time listening to 97.7 FM Sound of the Southeast KC Radio, Berwick Lodge Student Hour. And see you next time.